讲的是翻译的是听的都需要你的帮助
Our gathering is unto thee, O Lord
我们是奉你的名在这里聚集
And thou art our Lord, thou art our Master, thou art our King
你是我们的主你是我们的王
And all of our sufficiency is found in thee and thee alone
我们只在你里面找到一切的丰富
And apart from thee, we can do nothing
离开了你我们什么都不能做
So Lord, according to our needs, thou may come and minister thyself unto us
照着我们每一个人要你把你自己服侍我们的身上
We ask your covering, the covering of thy precious blood
我们求主借着你的宝血来遮盖我们
We ask the cleansing of thy precious blood
我们求圣洁无瑕疵的羔羊的血来洁净
And thus with boldness we may remain in your presence and hear from thee, O Lord
让我们一直活在你自己同在的面前
And your heart may be once again be satisfied in the midst of thy people
让你在你百姓中间你的心得到满足
With thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray
我们感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen
阿们
Dear brothers and sisters as we were singing that hymn that sobers us that how great is the love of our Lord towards us
当刚才唱这首诗歌的时候我们感到神的爱上的丰富
No pen or no tongue can fully speak or express it
没有一个人可以用口舌来述尽主的爱
We have all experienced the love of the Lord but it is the Lord's desire that we may experience it in its fullness
我们都经历了主的爱但是主的心意盼望我们对他的爱的经历能够达到丰满
Many of us we have experienced his love for the first time in his forgiveness towards us
在我们一开始的时候经历到主的爱乃是他赦免我们的罪
On the day of our salvation when we were just crying out to the Lord with tears we were confessing our sins we found him faithfulto come and pardon us and forgive us.
当我们开始接受救恩的时候我们向他承认我们的过犯主就信实地把那个赦罪的脸赐给我们。
That day in his great love for us, he told us, Go in peace, my son. Go in peace, my I have forgiven you all your sins.
那一天他就对我们说你平安地去吧我的孩子你在平安里走我已经赦免你了。
And as we started our journey by walking with the Lord, we stumbled, we fell, and Lord was always there to lift us up.
当我们来走这条属天道路跟随主的时候，我们会跌倒，我们会软弱，但是他总是在那里把我们扶持起来。
And as he comforted us,
他安慰我们。
We felt his love.
我们感受到他的爱。
As he continued his grace and mercy in our life, We experience His love.
当我们更多的经历他的恩典他的怜悯我们知道他爱我们。
And as we experience the love of the Lord, it is His heart's desire that we may become the channels and the vessels of the same great eternal love towards
他这样的爱我们乃是盼望我们成为他一个爱的管道这个爱能够流过的周围的人。
Not only we may receive and experience His love in manifold ways, but it is the Lord's desire that that love may be channelized toward others.
他这样的用各方面的恩典来加给我们，乃是让我们成为一个爱的管道。
Others may see and experience the same love in our life and through our life.
让人可以在我们生命中也借着我们能看见这个爱。
This morning, I have a scripture in my heart, and we will look at that scripture, which is found in John chapter 15, Epistle of John.
我们我心里面有一节圣经
I mean, the Gospel of John, I'm sorry.
是在约翰福音第十五章里的一节圣经
Chapter 15, verse 13.
是十五章第十三节
Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
15:13节，人朋友舍命，人今没有比这个大的。
We'll read it again. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend.
我们再念一遍，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Lord has called us his friends.
主这里称呼我们是朋友。
Friends are so intimate. They have this intimate relationship with them.
朋友乃是彼此之间有亲密关系的。
Their lives are open.
他们的生命彼此是敞开的。
They share their secrets with one another.
他们互通有无，把心中的秘密彼此的交通。
They share their doubts and fears with each other.
他们把那些的惧怕，甚至一些的疑惑能够交通。
And as you remember in Genesis chapter 18, the story of Abraham and the Lord.
你还记得在创世纪第十八章亚伯拉罕和罗德的故事吗？
But the Lord is telling how I can hide the things which I'm going to do from my friend Abraham.
主说，我怎么能够不把我心中所要做的事交通给我的朋友亚伯拉罕呢？
Lord always longs to share the deepest longing he has in his heart towards us and towards his people.
主何等盼望把他心中的那种感觉来交通给他的百姓和他的子民。
And we all have experienced this intimacy of the Lord's love in our life.
我们在生活中我们都经历到与主这样亲密的爱的关系。
If we want to express our intimacy with other, we may have so many different ways, but the most powerful way we can express heart's feelings is by showing our love towards others.
我们虽然许多的方式来和交往，但是一个最有力的、最有效的方式就是把爱带出来。
As parents, we desire to show our love towards our children.
我们作为父母的，我们愿意把我们的爱向儿女们显示。
We start buying some toys for them when they are little.
当他们小的时候，我们为他们买玩具。
If we don't have that much money, we may buy those toys from a dollar store.
也许你没有那么多的积蓄，你就从那个很便宜的商店去买。
And sometimes when we go to Toys R Us,
那么也有的就到比较贵的商店去。
Our kids may ask for something which is very expensive.
我们的小朋友也许要买一些很贵的玩具。
And our heart will long to give those expensive, nice toys to our children.
我们心里何等巴望把这些非常好的又贵的这些玩具买给我们的孩子。
In our capacity, we will desire that they may have this kind of toys to play with.
我们心里的愿意是他们可以得着。
As I'm sharing this, I'm remembering one incident we had in New York.
我这里就想到在纽约我的一次的经历。
Our son was maybe 2 years old at that time.
在那个时候我儿子只有两岁。
And we had given him small car, the toys of cars, maybe one dozen, he had it.
那么那个时候我们给他很小的车子，可能有十二辆的小的车子。
And he will spend a lot of time, hours sometimes, playing with those cars.
他花了很多时间在那里来玩这些小车。
And this is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Why I'm telling? Because I'm going to tell some make-believe story also.
Okay. 他说我这样讲是因为待会儿还要讲一些这个是编的故事。
Sometimes we have a tendency to and those make-believe stories more than the true stories.
有的时候我们相信那个编的故事更多过于这些真实的故事。
So one day we took our daughter Grace and son Philip to Toys R Us by the bayside.
在那个海湾边上的那一个贵的商具店，我们玩具店，我们带他去。
And both of them started exploring different toys and the things in the big store.
他们在那里来看那些玩具。
And Philip was there for the first time.
我儿子是第一次去。
And his eyes were looking for those big cars.
他的眼睛就看那些很大的车子。
The cars, the children can sit inside and drive with their feet.
那么那些车子大到一个地步，他可以坐在上面，然后用他的脚在那里来驾驶。
He was playing with those toys, the small cars.Had the doors and steering wheel, but he could never be able to get inside and feel the thrill of that car.
那么虽然小车子也很好，但是他那也有门，也有这个轮这个转盘，他不能进去来享受。
And that day he found one good-sized car where he could open the door, get inside, and get hold of that steering wheel.
那么他终于找到一个很大的车子，他可以坐进去，然后去握那个方向盘。
And both of us, me and my wife, we felt that he deserved this car.
我跟我妻子都觉得他实在是需要这辆车。
It was a little expensive.
是有点贵。
But that day, as if, Our heart was longing to give this car as a gift to our son.
那时候我们心里面是在很盼望能够把这辆车子作为礼物赐给给这个孩子。
Our two-year-old son would not have understand that love with which we are giving this gift to him.
我们两岁子还不大明白父母的这样的感觉。
But we felt great grace in our heart.As we expressed or desired to express that love towards our son.
但是我们心里面确实有这样的一很大的意愿，要把他把这个车子给他。
In the same way, our Father, Heavenly Father, and our dear Lord shows His love towards us in manifold ways. But because of our human frame, we cannot. Sometimes we could not in the past.Understood that love he has for us.
我们作为一个人，因着我们自己的限制，很多时候我们在神面前也是一样，不明白神向着我们的爱。
Sometimes we take that act of love of our Lord so lightly.
有的时候我们接受神的爱的时候，非常的轻浮。
But if we have experienced this love.As the Lord laid down His life for us, we must cultivate this grace, have this ability to see the love of the Lord in all small, small things.
如果我们要想这样的来真的明白他这样舍命的爱，我们实在需要在许多的事上都看见他是这样的爱我们。
In America, we have seen this tendency, especially those who are in this country for many years.
我们在美国久的人
，They say I love ice cream, I love my dog, I love you.
那么我们说我们爱电视，我们爱狗也爱你。
So there is not much difference between I love ice cream and I love my dog and I love you.
我这个是这个冰激凌，狗和你呢中间没有什么分别。
And dear brothers and sisters.We need the grace of the Lord to understand the love He has for us, and He has this love through our brothers and sisters.
我们实在需要神的恩典来明白神向着我们这些人特殊的那个爱，借着环境，借着弟兄姊妹。
Hurriedly, I will tell three stories.
我讲三个故事。
And forgive me if I go a little fast.
我可能会稍微快一点。
There were two friends. This is the first story.
有两个朋友。
They grew up together from their childhood.
他们从幼年就一起长大。
They did many mischiefs and they had many adventures in their lives.
他们有许多的探险的活动。
Once one friend tried to swim in a lake and was drowning, and the other friend rescued him and saved his life.
有一次，一个朋友掉在水里快淹死了，另外一个朋友就救他。
And this kind of so many things they shared together.
他们一起分享许多的事。
After 15, 20 years together, they were parted because of their studies.
Okay, 因着学业的缘故，经过十二十年的时间，他们就分开了。
One was very brilliant, and he went to a big city and studied very well.
在一个朋友就到一个大城市，他学习的非常好。
The other was not that intelligent, and he stayed in the small town, and there he grew up.
另外一个就留在他长大的小镇里面。
The one who went to city accomplished so much in his life.
在去城市的那一个他。这一生有很多的成就。
And because of some circumstances and situations in the other friend's life, he became a criminal.
另外一个朋友却成为一个罪犯。
And one day he committed, he killed someone.
有一次他杀了人。
And he was brought before this judge who was his friend.
他就被带到这个审判官面前，就是他的朋友。
When he saw his friend sitting on that judgment seat, he was a little bit comforted.
当他看见他的朋友坐在审的座位上，他里面有点安慰。
Initially, he had strong fear in his heart.
开始心里面有很强的感觉。
He knew for sure that the judge is going to condemn him and going to pronounce death penalty for him.
他实在知道这个审判官要判他死刑。
But as he saw his friend, his hopes started building up.
但是当他看见他的朋友，他的希望开始有一点希望。
He was a little bit comforted in his heart.
他有一点点的安慰。
All his doubts and fears were as if going away.
他的那些的怀疑，那些的惧怕就开始消散。
But when the judge saw his case and all the witnesses.Came and witnessed against him.
当这个审判官在这个证人和这个众人的面前的
When the time of judgment came, judge said, "Yes, you are my friend, my dear friend, but I am bound by this law. I cannot help you."
当宣判的时候，他就说：“你是我的朋友，但是我受法律的限制。”
If it would have been possible for me, I would have taken your place.
我如果允许的话，我愿意站在你的位置上。
I would have paid the penalty by paying a lot of money for you.
我愿意付任何金钱的代价。
In my capacity, I would have done all to save you, to rescue.
我愿意做任何可以做的事来救你。
But you have committed such an offense.
但是你犯了这样的。
Law.
你这样的罪，因着法律的这个缘故。
Though I love you, I cannot help you. I cannot save your life.
虽然我爱你，但是我不能够救你的性命。
And I pronounce death penalty for you.
我只能够宣判死刑。
This is one story.
这就是其中的一个故事。
Second story is a true story.
第二个故事是个真实的故事。
And I am that story.
我也在这个故事的里面。
Once I had to meet one lady, and she, I am on my way going on this road, and can we meet in this parking lot?
有一次，我们在一个停车场要遇见一个女士。
At the same time, I received a call from another brother, James. I think he came once a year with me, the white brother.
另外一个弟兄叫 James， 也要在那里相遇。
He said, "Brother, I want to meet you also." I said, "Okay, I'm meeting this lady here. You also come and meet me there."
所以我们三个都在那个停车场的相遇。
And as this lady came out from her car, I was sitting in my car. I lowered the window.
那我在车里面就把这个窗户降下来，那一个女士就从车里出来。
We had primary conversation regarding the business we had to do.
那么我们。讲到我们生意上的事。
And then I felt a burden to share my testimony with her.
我里面感觉到我应该跟她交通我的见证。
And I shared a little bit of my testimony, and then I heard that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on the cross of Calvary for you and me.
我就说到我的见证，说到主耶稣他怎样的为我们死在十字架上。
And I told her John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.That whosoever may believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
我跟他讲到约翰福音三章十六节， 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And then I told her, Gabby, her name is Gabby, she is a Hispanic woman.
她是一个说西班牙话的一个女士，叫 Gabby.
Few years back, she came illegally from Colombia.
她从哥伦比亚非法的一个移民。
I told her, Gabby.Lord Jesus paid a great price to rescue our soul.
我告诉他，主耶稣为我们的灵魂付上了重的代价。
It cost him the last drop of his blood.
是让他流最后的一滴血。
And when I said this, I saw tears coming out from her eyes.
我看见，当我这样讲的时候，她的眼泪就流出来。
I could not understand what was going on in her heart.
我不晓得她心里是怎样的一种情形。
And then I asked her, why, what has touched your heart that now you're crying?
为什么你会哭呢？我就问她。
She said, when you told me that Lord Jesus paid a great price for us,
当你讲到主耶稣为我们付上这重大的代价的时候。
And lastly, when you told me that it costed Lord Jesus the last drop of his blood to save me and you.
当你说到主耶稣为了拯救我们流尽付上了甚至流尽他最后一滴血。
That has touched my heart so deeply.
这个实在是摸着我的心。
And then she started sharing her life.
她就跟我讲她自己的生活。
She said, few years back I came from Colombia.
以前我从哥伦比亚来。
And my daughter in Colombia, she could not come with me.
我把我的女儿留在了哥伦比亚。
And I have tried several times to bring her that she may be reunited with me in this great country, America.
我何等巴望能够在美国和女儿相聚。
And these days, I have hired an agent in Colombia and have paid $3,000-$4,000 that agent may bring my daughter to the Mexican border.
那么我在哥伦比亚好像那边有这个代理人已经付着很大的代价要把我女儿带到这个墨西哥边境。
And now my daughter is in Mexico and another agent is going to bring her to the American border.
那么另外一个代理人要把我的女儿从墨西哥带过来。
It has cost me even more to pay in Mexico to the agent.
那么这我要付更多的代价。
And the other person is going to bring her to me. I had to come up with a certain amount of dollars.
当这个要把我女儿带来的时候，还要付给这一个带的人。
And I have sold my everything to bring her, that she may come to me.
我已经可以变卖了一切，要把我的女儿带来。
Starting with my plasma TV, the most expensive and dear thing to me, I started selling each and everything in my house.
他把说从电视机开始所有的我屋里的事情屋里的东西都给变卖了。
I have even my last chair of my dining table.
连最后的这一个椅子和这个饭桌都卖了。
And still I am short of this many thousand dollars.
我现在还是缺少好几千块钱。
She could relate herself to what I was sharing with her, how the Lord has paid a great price to save us.
他在那里就明白我跟他所讲的主为我们所付的这样的代价。
And that day, the love of the Lord touched her heart, and she gave her heart to the Lord Jesus.
那天，他的爱摸着，他把自己交给主。
And after some times, we heard from her that now she is with her.
我们后来知道，他的女儿已经和他在一起。
In the first story, the friend had love, but he was bound by the law. He could not help his friend.
在头一个故事我们看见这个朋友虽然爱他的朋友但是他受法律的限制。
In the second story, Gabby as a mom did whatsoever she could do in her capacity to bring her daughter here.
第二个故事看见这个母亲做了一切要把她的女儿带来。
Great love. If we see in this world, the greatest love we can see is mother's love.
在这个世界里面最大的爱我们最多看到的就是母亲的爱。
And now the third story.
第三个故事。
One boy was fond of observing the small birds and small animals
一个小男孩在那里观察那些动物和这些飞鸟。
And sometimes he will go very close to a duck, and duck will try to bite him or him. Duck in the park.
Yeah. 哦，他想去就是去摸那些小动物。
Yeah. Sometimes he wants to observe those little ants, red ants, fire ants, and it's harmful for him to go close to those ants.
他有的时候要看那些甚至火蚂蚁，距离太近，对他都会造成伤害。
His father bought him a nice binoculars, expensive one.
他的父亲给他买了非常好的那个望远镜。
And told him, son, you should not go close to these animals and birds and other things. You should stay away and then observe them. You can observe them very closely.
那么他说，你实在是因为你自己安全的缘故，你不需要不能够跟这些的动物太近，你用这个望远镜来看。
And from far, he will observe some dogs fighting.
那么他就用望远镜看见有些的狗子他们之间在咬来咬去。
And he was always fascinated by looking at some nest where the mother bird brings some food for the baby birds in the nest.
那有时候在望远镜里看见这个飞鸟来喂他自己鸟在那个巢里面。
And he could understand the love this mother bird has for these little chicks.
他看见这一个母鸟的爱。
When his father will take him to the zoo.He will use his binoculars and look at that crocodile.
那么他用这个望远镜到这个公园里面，动物园里面去看那个鳄鱼。
And sometimes he had to wait for 5 minutes or more to see that crocodile blinking his eye.
他有时候要花好几分钟才要看到那一个鳄鱼眨一次眼睛。
Yeah, it's very rare to see this crocodile on move. They will just sit like lazy animal.
好像这个鳄鱼从来都不动一样。
One day, from far distance, he saw some fire in the bushes.
有一次，他看见远处有一片的树丛着火。
And soon he started worrying about one nest he saw the other day in that bush.
他就非常担心在那个树丛里面的一个鸟巢。
The fire was closer and closer.
那个火越近。
And the blaze was rising higher and higher.
那么那个火越烧越大。
And then he could see that this mother bird is coming over.
他看见那一个母鸟飞过来。
This nest to rescue, to save this baby chicks.
他来拯救在这个鸟巢里的小鸟。
At one point, she covered the nest with her wings.
他就用这个他自己的翅膀来盖住这个鸟巢。
Soon, this nest was caught in fire.
后来很快的，这一个鸟巢着了火。
Nest was burned, the baby birds were burned, and the mother bird also died.
看见说这个不仅鸟巢烧毁，而且小鸟和母鸟都烧死了。
This mother bird demonstrated great love.Towards these little baby birds.
这一个母鸟，这个小鸟显示何等大的爱。
Even though she had this great love, she could save those baby birds. She saved herself.
虽然她是这么大的一个爱，但是却不能够拯救这个小鸟，也不能救她自己。
In these three stories, we see always love is the heart of the story.
我们看见这三个故事的中心都是爱。
Now we want to see.The love of our Lord Jesus.
那现在我们要看主耶稣的爱。
One hymn tells Jesus, "You're all powerful love."
有一首诗歌说：“主啊，你全胜的爱。”
Lord's love is so powerful.
我们的主的爱是何等大的能力
？Love as a shield.Tells.
好像那一个盾牌一样。
In Hindi, we have in our language, we have a song. It tells, even if the big floods may come, it may not be able to quench the love of the Lord, the fire of the love.
虽然我们在这个印度那个语言里面，虽然很大的这个风也吹不灭这样的火。
And in the scripture, it is written.Lord Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
圣经上说他爱马大这个玛利亚和 拉撒路。
Especially Lazarus, his friend.
特别是拉撒路他的朋友。
The sister is telling the Lord, the one whom you love is now dead.
那些他的两个姐姐告诉主耶稣说，你所爱的。
We could see the great demonstration of the Lord's love as He commanded Lazarus, "Lazarus, come forth."
我们看见好像主的爱是在那里命令，拉撒路出来。
He came out alive from that grave.
他从坟墓里面走出来。
We could see the Lord's love as He saw the multitude. His heart was filled with compassion.
他可以，我们可以看主的爱，借着他看见这些许多的人，他充满了怜悯。
When he gave mild rebuke to his disciples, we could see behind that rebuke the love of the Lord.
我们甚至从他对门徒的责备里面，我们也看见主的爱。
But finally,
但是最后
he laid down his life on the cross of Calvary.
他在加略山的十字架上为我们舍命。
In that very act, we could see the love he has for all of us.
在那样一个十字架上，我们看见他向着我们的爱。
When our Lord told that, Lord, Father, not my will, not as my will, but your will be done.
当我们的主对父说，不要照着我的意思，乃是要照着你的意思。
As the hymn tells, self-denying love.
像一个诗歌里所说的。舍己的爱。
Because of that great love he has for us, he picked and chose that way of the cross.
他因着爱我们，他就拣选这个十字道路。
And it may take lifetime for us to comprehend this love of the Lord.
需要一生的年日来明白主的这样的爱。
But sadly speaking, we as a believer, we have cultivated this tendency to see the love of the Lord when it is for our advantage.
好像有的时候，作为神的儿女，我们有的时候却把这样的爱当成一种的一种的
When it is to our advantage or for our good.
好像为了我们自己的利益。
When the Lord answers the prayer, we feel God loves me.
我们的祷告蒙垂听的时候，我们知道主爱我们。
When we have a need of something, and in His great mercy, He provides the need, we feel the love of the Lord.
当我们的需要得到满足的时候，我们觉得主爱我们。
When anyone in our family is sick, and in His mercy, when the Lord will extend His hand and touch us and heal us, we will experience love.
当我们家人病的时候，我们祷告主的手临到他，让他治的时候，我们知道主爱我们。
We have our heart aching and we have broken heart by some incident in our life.
当我们因着环境，我们的心忧愁的都甚至都要碎掉了。
And when the God, the Holy Spirit, as a comforter will come and comfort our hearts, we will experience, we will think, yes, the Lord still loves me.
当圣灵把神的爱的安慰赐给我们的时候，我们知道他爱我们。
But when it comes to take some disciplining from the Lord,
但是有的时候，当主管教的时候
，corrections from the Lord,
有的时候神来矫正我们的时候
，some strong rebuke from the Lord,
甚至是很强的责备的时候
，our hearts always shrinks,
我们的心好像就退缩了。
We feel sometimes offended in the Lord.
我们好像就有一点点的不满意。
We feel angry towards the Lord.
甚至有的时候，我们向着主会有怒气。
In our fallen humanity, we start arguing with the Lord.
因着我们人性的软弱，我们好像要与神来争辩。
We start doubting the love He has for us.
我们开始怀疑主的爱。
We could not see the love of the Lord when everything is going rough.
好像在这些艰难的环境里，我们就看不见神的爱。
Especially in some areas, at the time of the loss of the loved ones, when somebody dies.
特别是当我们的亲人过世的时候。
Loss of job.
我们失业的时候。
When someone or us we lose the job.
有的时候我们中间有的弟兄姊妹失业了
loss of health,
我们的身体的健康欠佳的时候
these are the critical areas when something goes wrong we stop trusting the Lord
当环境改变的时候我们就不再信靠神
we become offended in the Lord
我们好像对主有埋怨
but it is the Lord's desire that we all may take all good things from his hand and all those negative things also
我们但是神的意旨意确实不仅我们领受他所赐的祝福我们也领受这些艰难
as the John the Baptist sent his disciples to the Lord
当施洗约翰把他的门徒让他们去见主耶稣的时候
he started asking are you the one or we should wait for another
他就问说你是不是那要来那一位或者我们要等候别人呢
and what was the Lord's answer
那么我们的主怎么回答呢
blessed is he who is not offended in me
不因我跌倒的那人有福了
no matter whatsoever may happen in our life we should never at no point no time shouldDoubt his ways he has for our lives.
在什么的环境里，我们实在不应该对神的爱有任何的怀疑。
Never be offended in our Lord Jesus.
不应该因着我们的主而跌倒。
Whatever he may allow in our life comes with a great eternal purpose.
他让任何的事发生在我们生命中是带着一个伟大的目的。
All those things comes from that heart of love.
实在所有的这些的事临到我们都是从他的爱而出来的
and that's why in Revelation chapter 3 verse 19 it is written be therefore zealous and repent
所以在启示录三章十九节那里就说你们要悔改
to whom I loveth I rebuke and I chasten be ye therefore repent and zealous and repent
说凡我所爱的，我就管教，我就责备。
Disciplining is one of the ways of the Lord to mold us and make us after His will.
管教和责备是主在这里改变我们的一个方法。
Now I would like to draw your attention to one or two stories in the Bible where we have seen the love in action.
我们下面看看圣经里的两个例子。看见神的爱
Genesis chapter 29 verse 20
创世纪二十九章第十节
Book of Genesis chapter 29 and verse 20
二十节二十九章第二十节
And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel and they seemed unto him but a few days for he lovedFor the love he had towards her.
雅各就为拉结服侍了七年，他因为深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。
Jacob had this great love for Rachel.
雅各深爱拉结。
Even though his father-in-law cheated him by giving the elder daughter marriage for the first time.
虽然他的舅父在他结婚的时候把他自己的大女儿给他
Jacob had great love for Rachel in his heart
但是雅各心里面却深爱拉结
and he was willing and more than willing to serve extra 7 years 7 more years to get her as her wife
为了拉结他宁愿再多干七年就是要娶她
And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had towards her.
因为深爱拉结的缘故，雅各就看着七年如同几天一样。
When we have love for something or someone, time cannot be the hindrance.
当我们爱一个人、爱一个事物的时候，时间从来不会成为一个拦阻。
We will overcome all the difficulties. We will overcome all the odds because we have that love for someone.
我们因着爱的缘故，我们可以许多的艰难胜过许多想不到的事。
Jacob, with whole heart, with joyful heart, would have taken this for his life.
他就用喜悦的心情把这一切都接受下来。
He never, with a grudging heart, he never worked for his father-in-law for 7 years.
他在这七年里面没有向他的舅父在那里讲任何埋怨的话。
Yes, it was difficult for him, and he had been cheated, and he had to go the same route again.
虽然他骗了他，他还要重新的来为他劳苦。
But his eyes were upon Rachel.
但他的眼睛却是看着拉结。
And he could endure all the hardships and all the troubles in his life.
他可以忍受在生活中所有的艰难。
Lord's desire that we may have the same love for him and towards one another.
这是向着我们同样的心愿，就是我们用这样的爱来爱主，也用这样的爱我们彼此的来相爱。
Now we see another story in the Bible.
我们再看圣经里另外一个故事。
That is also found in Genesis chapter 37, verse 3.
在创世纪37章第三节。
And that we see great love Jacob had towards Joseph.
我们看见雅各向着约瑟的爱。
He was the son of his old age.
他是他年老的时候所生的孩子。
I think that was the secret of Jacob's love towards Joseph.
这好像就是雅各爱约瑟的那个主要的原因。
After having this many sons and daughters, he knew that after Joseph.I may not have more children.
好像得到约瑟以后，他就不会再有更多的孩子。
He never knew that he may be wrong.
那也许他会错，他还不知道。
But he favored Joseph above all his children.
他喜悦约瑟超过他其他一切的孩子。
It is good as a father or a mother, we may love our children.
实在对于父母来讲，爱自己的孩子是好的。
But I believe it is not good, and we should not believe in favoritism.
实在这个有偏爱的心呢，这个偏心呢，是不好的。
That can bring great harm, in the life of our children.
实在说来，这样的话，这种偏心带给我们的孩子的许多亏损。
If we have this kind of favoritism among our children.It may leave lasting impression, wrong impression rather, in the minds.
实在说了，这样的偏心产生许多错误的思想。
Each and every child, they are different from one to another.
每一个孩子一样。
And they have different qualities.
他们有不同的性情。
They are entirely different.
他们完全不一样。
But love sees no difference.
但是爱呢？就是看见说，是没有分别的。
As the Lord has bought us all from many tribes, many nations, many tongues.
主把我们从各族、各方、各民把我们拯救过来的时候
，He has chosen us, those who are wise, those who are fools, those who are rich, those who are poor.
无论是贫穷、是富足、是聪明、是愚笨。
The love of our Heavenly Father is so great. We all are so equally important, equally necessary, and equally useful in His sight, precious in His sight.
我们的天父的爱是何等的伟大，他看我们是一样的，这样的重要，在他的眼中，一样的有用处。
This is one more aspect of the love.
这是这个爱另外一个很重要的方面。
When we have experienced and seen the love of the Father and love of the Lord, it is not just to keep it in our mind or heart, but it should be like a love in action. It should be in love in action.
当我们这样认识神的爱以后，我们应该在我们生命中产生出一个爱的行动。
Now one more story that is about David.
下面一个故事就关乎大卫的故事。
At one place, I asked. The congregation and there were children, young people. I said, who loved David the most?
我就在一个地方问年轻人说，谁最喜欢大卫？
Means David loved various people.
那么大卫爱过许多的人。
He loved his friend the most.
他爱很多他的朋友。
Jonathan was so close to him.
约拿丹和他这样的亲近。
And because of he had that love for Jonathan, he even gave a place to Mephibosheth on his table for lifetime.
因着他爱约拿丹的缘故，他竟然让米非波设一生都可以坐在他的宴席上。
Love even goes from generation to generation. It should touch even other generations.
这个爱啊，好像都不受这个就是这个世代的 世代的这个阻隔啊，这个一代一代的，他都可以一直爱下去。
And I don't know if I may ask this question. David also loved someone. Who was that person?
好像大卫还是喜欢有的人，那他是谁呢？
We don't have young people, so I will just answer this question.
我们这里没有年轻人，所以我自己回答。
David loved his son Absalom.
大卫爱他的儿子亚沙龙。
And who was Absalom?
谁是亚沙龙？
And what he did?
他做了什么呢？
How he behaved towards David, his father?
他对他的父亲干了什么事呢？
He was a traitor. He rebelled against his father as a king.
他背叛了他的父亲，反叛他的父亲。
He almost overthrew his father from his kingship.
他甚至推翻他父亲的王权。
He never cared for the life of his father.
他从来不关心他父亲的生活。
He was a rebellious son.
他是一个悖逆之子。
He had gone astray from the ways of the Lord.
他从主的正道上偏差出去。
He had no mercy in his sight for his father.
他眼中就是向着他的父亲也没有一点怜悯的心。
But we know that David loved him.
但是我们知道大卫爱他。
And when Absalom died, he grieved for him so much.
当亚沙龙死的时候，大卫为他哀哭。
We have seen in this few minutes all different aspects of love.
这几短短的分钟之内，我们看见爱的许多的方面。
And the heart of today's sharing, I would like to mention.
今天我们交通的这一个主题是什么
？And that one area we have not paid much attention to.
但是还有一方面，我们还没有很注意到。
Yes, when we will stumble and fall down, Lord will tell a brother or a sister to go come to us, and they will pick us up.
当我们在走主的道路上跌倒的时候，主会差遣弟兄或者姊妹把我们扶持起来。
When we are going through some spiritual battles in our life.
当我们在生命中经历到一些属灵的征战的时候
，Lord will command His angels to fight for us and rescue us.
主会差遣他的天使来为我们征战，来拯救我们。
But when in our life, the devil himself is fighting with us and frightening us.
当那个仇敌亲自来跟我们。征战来恐吓我们的时候
，And devil comes, the Satan comes as a roaring lion to frighten us.
那个魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子在那里来恐吓我们的时候
，He will come as a flood. Some opinion will come against us.
好像有一些这个一些的观念在那里抵挡我们的时候
，An enemy, the devil is a liar and father of all lies.
他。是说谎的，他也是一切说谎之人的父。
And when we will find out that I am no match to the trickeries and all the falsehood of the enemy，
当我发现我没有办法来抵挡他这样的诡计和他这样的说谎的时候
，And when the Lord will see that He is about to give in。Or give in in temptation or certain things.
好像看见说，我们都要屈服的时候。
And the Lord will know that not wrestle or continue fighting against his enemy.
我们的主好像那个时候都没有办法和仇敌征战一样。
And when the Lord will see us in this kind of situation,
当我们的主看到我们也在这种环境当中的时候,
Lord will start interceding on our behalf.
主就为我们代祷。
Yes, he laid down his life and we have seen his love in that sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary.
是的, 我们在十字架上看见他为我们舍命流血的爱。
But we must see the love of the Lord in his intercession on our behalf.
但是我们更是看见他在代祷这件事上向着我们的爱。
At one point, the Lord told Peter, Peter, devil ask for you, ask that he may shift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may fail not.
主曾经说, 仇敌好像筛你们，好像筛麦子一样， 但是我告诉你，
Our Lord is a heavenly high priest.
我们的主乃是天上的大祭司。
He has continued his high priestly ministry for us.
他执行他属天大祭司的职分， 为我们代祷。
Would you please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 7?
我们翻到希伯来书第七章。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
第七章二十五节。
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人， 他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Our Lord died, he rose again, and our Lord liveth forevermore.
我们的主死过，却活，并且活到永永远远。
But here the scripture tells very clearly, he liveth to make intercession for behalf.
这里特别清楚地告诉我们，他长远活着替我们祈求。
On earth he showed the highest quality of his love by laying down his life for us.
在地上他因着为我们挂在十字架上把那个最高的爱向我们启示。
But now in his resurrection,
但是在复活的里面,
by his high priestly intercessory prayers and the ministry, he's demonstrating the same love for us. Do we have this inward eye to see and experience and treasure our Lord's this ministry of intercession?
我们里面的眼睛需要被打开，我们来宝贝，来看见这样一个代祷的主耶稣大祭司的执事。
Are we thankful enough towards the Lord for his intercession on our behalf?
我们实在是感谢不尽他这样的代祷的服事。
And after we may experience this love of the Lord's intercession, Lord wants to shed abroad the same love in our hearts.
主盼望这同样的爱照进我们的心里。
That on this earth,
在这地上,
we may also become the priests unto the Most High God.
我们也成为至高神的祭司。
That we may also intercede on the behalf of our dear brothers and sisters.
我们也为了弟兄姊妹在主的面前代求。
For our lost loved ones.
为了那些失丧的灵魂，
our teenagers,
我们的少年人，
our little children, they are growing in the Lord.
我们把他们带到主的面前。
I know, and we all know, in our lifetime, we may not have a chance to lay down our life for our friend.
我们实在知道，在我们的这一生当中， 我们可能没有这样的机会为我们的朋友舍命。
But if we want to demonstrate the greatest measure of love towards others, we can demonstrate that by interceding on their behalf.
但如果我们盼望来这样的爱表达出来，我们可以为弟兄姊妹的代祷。
My wife and my mother-in-law and so many in-laws interceded on my behalf, and I got saved on 21st of June 1989.
实在因着我的妻子和我的岳母还有许多的家人的代祷， 在1989年我得救。
We have heard many stories As someone was ready, about to kill himself, somebody was interceding somewhere far away, and his life was spared.
我们是在听过这样的见证，有的人真的盼望那个时候要自杀的时候，因着有人为他的代祷，他得救了。
I have prepared a small website which is called wearehisbody.org.
我有一个网站。
In this website, I have uploaded one testimony of a convert.
我在那个网站里面放了一个，就是原来信印度教的他得救。
He lived in Malaysia.
他住在马来西亚。
And his younger sister was saved by the ministry of a Chinese sister in Malaysia.
在马来西亚的一个说中文的姊妹拯救了他的姐妹。
This man, his name is Satya.
这个人叫的Satya.
He was a big time gambler.
他是一个赌博的一个人。
And he had $140,000 worth of debt.
他有许多的债务，一身的都是债务。
And all these people who were asking for money, the interest was always piling up, going higher and higher.
这个因着这些人要让他还债的缘故，他那个利息是越来越高。
And one night he could not take it anymore.
到有一天晚上他实在忍受不了。
And he took a bottle of pills.
他要把那一瓶的药片都要吃下去。
And a glass of water.
拿了一瓶。
And he told to himself, this television will 12:30 at night.
他说电视呢12:30晚上就要结束了。
And after watching that last program, I will kill myself.
他说看到最后这个节目结束的时候，我就把我自己的生命结束。
And as he tried to reach to this water and the pills,
当他要去拿这瓶水和那一瓶药的时候,
a big force came and took him and put him 15 feet away, 14 feet away.
一个很大的力量就把他推到 这个15尺以外的地方。
And he was knocked down.
他被打倒。
In the morning, he heard the phone was ringing.
在早晨他听见有电话的声音。
He picked up the phone.
他拿起电话。
His sister was on the other line in another city in Malaysia.
在他的姐妹在马来西亚的另外一个城市。 打电话给他。
She started asking him, why you want to kill? Why you want to die?
那么就在电话里说，你为什么要自杀呢? 你为什么要用你的生命呢?
She told the reveal to me.
他说主向我显示,
that you are going to kill yourself that because enemy has attacked you so much.
你要自杀因为仇敌这样的来向你攻击。
But I started interceding on your behalf.
但是当我为你代祷的时候,
I put myself in the gap.
我把自己摆在那一个缺口的上面。
And then he could realize that because of his sister's intercessory prayers, his life was spared.
他就明白原来是有人为他代祷，他的生命可以存留下来。
So much to share, but the last thing, and I must close.
有很多要交通的，那最后我要以这个为结束。
I mentioned about Abraham.
我提到亚伯拉罕。
Pleading before the Lord for his nephew Lot.
他在主面前为他的侄儿罗德代祷。
As all the angels going towards Sodom and Gomorrah,
他看见天使去到俄摩拉。Scripture
tells Abraham stood yet before the Lord.
圣经上说，然而亚伯拉罕站在主面前。He
started pleading before the Lord.
他在那里祈求主。Lord,
are you going to destroy the righteous with those unrighteous, ungodly people also?
主啊，你难道要把义人和那些不义的人一同除灭吗？
And then he took his nerve and started asking, for 50's sake, would you still destroy this city?
他非常紧张地说，难道就是为了50个义人，你能不能就不毁灭那个城市呢？
And Lord says, for 50's sake, I will not destroy.
主就说，如果有50个义人，我就不毁灭那个城市。
Then he said, for 45's sake, Lord, are you going to still destroy?
如果是少了五个怎么样呢？
Then his Lord said, no, for 45 sake I won't.
为了45 个, 我也不会毁灭。
Then Abraham might have thought that there may not be 45 righteous men in that city, and the judgment upon that city, and with those wicked people, my nephew will also perish.
因为如果少了45个, 你的愤怒降下来, 我的侄儿罗德也要一同的毁灭。
And Abraham started pleading for 40 sake.
所以他就开始祷告说, 40个怎么样?
Initially, he was cutting by 5, from 50 to 45.
他5个5个的从50减下去,
45 to 40.
然后减到45, 减到40.
But then he started cutting by tens.
那么后面呢就是10个10个的往下减.
He said, Lord, for 30 sake,
30个怎么样?
And Lord said, I won't destroy.
为了这30个我也不毁灭。
Lord, for 20 sake,
20个怎么样?
I will not destroy.
我不毁灭。
He was so passionate about this matter before the Lord.
他为这件事情他充满了热情。
He could not see his nephew and his family perishing in Sodom and Gomorrah.
他实在是不愿意看到他自己的侄儿家人在索多玛那个地方毁灭。
Lord is desirous that we may also intercede kind of intensity.
主何等巴望我们在代祷的事上也有这样的一种紧迫感。
Paul tells once again with groaning, I have this passion and love for you that this child, the pain of childbirth, I am with that kind of pain for you.
好像生产孩子一样那种的生产的那种的疼痛我们在代祷的事上也需要有这样的一种的感觉。
And Lord is interceding on our behalf as the Holy Spirit with groanings intercede on our behalf.
主为我们代祷, 圣灵在我们里面也用说不出的叹息来代祷。
When it comes to intercession, we should not be found selfish.
当我们代祷的时候, 我们实在要警惕我们自己的自私。
If the Lord burdens us for one individual, we must pray.
当主感动我们为代祷的时候，我们必须要代祷。
At the same time, if the Lord burdens us for a nation, we must be willing to intercede on behalf of a nation.
当主感动我们为一个国家代祷的时候，我们也需要为这个国家来代祷。
When I first time saw that DVD cross, Jesus in China, the cross DVD.
当我头一次看见这一个十字架在中国的那个影片的时候。
And several times, those of us we were watching, there were tears in our eyes.
那么我们每次看的时候，我们看见许多的人都在流泪。
But soon we forget those agonizing days and weeks and months and years our dear brothers and sisters has gone through in the past time.
我们看见多少的弟兄姊妹他们在那里迫切的流泪的。
And in one of our prayer meeting, the Holy Spirit was burdening my heart to tell brothers, where are our tears? What has happened to our tears?
我就跟我们一起祷告的人说，我们的眼泪在哪里呢？
When we pray, we just throw some words here and.
我们祷告的时候，好像就是用一些的话语而已。
Once again, time that we may learn how to aid in all the aspects and all the areas of our lives.
实在需要我们许多的学习在代祷的事上。
May the Lord be with us.
愿主与我们同在。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。